This is the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Simon, I'm thumbing through here the international communications consultancy organization World Report 2018-2019 and focusing entirely on the PR agency world.
And
on
a very, very good read, if I may say so, Mark.
I would fully agree. Page 25. Look at growth challenges, the top three challenges that PR agencies all around the world reported. Number one, 38%, up from 22% last year, clients not committing sufficient funds. And number two, clients are too focused on the short term, a concern that now has 34% of votes, up from 11% the previous year. And you know, the PR industry has obviously gone through massive amounts of changes. The second bit about clients being too focused on the short term really speaks to the project-based nature that a lot of PR firms get paid these days, compared to maybe 10, 20 years ago when it was all about retainers and a monthly check. Clients not committing sufficient funds is something that you also see frequently, where the client, in some cases, doesn't truly understand the value that a PR agency offers. And so consequently, there is often much more negotiation around how much something is going to cost, a lot more penny pinching, can I say. And the result of that is that sometimes even after they've engaged your services, they don't fully understand the value that they that you offer, and they don't necessarily have great urgency in sending you a check. So should we tackle that first one, about clients being too focused on the short term? From an invoicing and collections perspective, how much of a challenge is it that clients have moved their PR agencies onto project rather than retainer-based payment?
Well, retainer-based payment is typically a regular payment on a regular basis of a similar or the same amount. You can educate a customer, therefore, to pay you regularly, and that's easy to process. The problem with project-based or even event-based PR, because a lot of them is event, we're launching a project, we're launching a product, we need a press conference, we need a few billion, those kinds of things, is they're one-off, the values are different, each one is a separate deal, and therefore there's more complexity, more variability, and higher risk that you might fall through the cracks and get paid later. It's very important, therefore, that you have a customer onboarding process, and we've talked about this, that is thoroughly disciplined, where you understand what the customer's payment process is, what they need to get in terms of documentation in order to be able to process the invoice, and what their internal process is. Who has to do what, who has to look at what, who has to sign it off in order to pay the invoice. Because the worst thing that can happen in any situation where you're invoicing a customer is if you send them an invoice and you have no clue who in that organization is responsible for paying the invoice, because it's almost certainly not going to be the person that you've been dealing with on the commercial side. So it's very important to do that.
Yes, and of course the other thing about being short-term focused is that once the event has been held or the project is completed, the value has already been served. You can't take it back. So it becomes much more necessary to then to be much more proactive, on the front foot, forward-reaching when it comes to getting your invoice.
Well, there are a couple of things. I mean, first of all, you can structure your contract and your invoicing in a way that ensures that you get something up front. And it's not hard to do that, because to the extent that you're investing time, say, in designing output, so you might be designing credentials of one kind or another, or collateral, which could be, you know, press advertising, it could be logos, it could be a whole bunch of things. It's entirely acceptable to say, well, you know, we're going to have significant upfront costs, so we're going to need a chunk of money at the front. If you're clever, you'll structure that in such a way that whatever you get up front, that is very early on, more than covers your invested costs for the whole thing. So that what happens then is that what you invoice on the back is in effect your margin. And of course that should also be paid on time. And if you manage your process correctly, it will be paid on time. But if it isn't paid on time, you're not actually out of pocket. That's very important.
Yeah? Yes. Okay, let's turn to clients not committing sufficient funds and this idea that the client possibly doesn't know how much work is involved, how many hours are involved in some of the things that they ask you to do. Because if you're in an agency, you know, often the client, the reason why the client outsources their PR work to you is because you know something they don't. And the issue that then happens is that when your invoice lands on their desk, they already have signaled that they don't fully understand the value that you offer as an agency. But worse, and they've signaled that by not committing sufficient funds. But worse, your invoice is now on the discretionary pile because after all, I'm not so sure why we should be paying so much.
Well, one of the problems, of course, with short-term relationships, project-based work, is that it is harder to demonstrate the correlation between what you do and what benefits they get. There are There is a discipline which is actually created around demonstrating the value of marketing and PR. That's ROMI, Return on Marketing Investment, which enables you to measure a certain number of things, the inputs and the outputs as a result of specific promotions. It follows that if you've got a long-term relationship, you can do that. You can say, we came on board here, we did this and this and this, and these measures changed, right? Mm. So eyeballs changed, number of units sold changed, customer visits changed.
Over time, of course.
But the problem with doing that on the short term is you have far less ability to affect commercial outcomes. You can demonstrably increase awareness, but what most companies want is they want to make money. And they're looking for a financial return on PR investment. It's harder to demonstrate that. But there are ways that you can do it, and you certainly shouldn't neglect that. I think, my observation would be that many people in the creative field are very engaged by the creative process and are perhaps less articulate when it comes to being able to define that creative deliverable in the context of an overall commercial benefit. And it's very important that you do that and you never forget that. And every proposal and every discussion should speak to the commercial objectives of your customer.
Which then brings us to the final point about clients not committing sufficient funds. If the clients don't then fully understand the value that you as an agency offer, therefore they probably also don't understand the importance of providing your invoice or paying your invoice on time.
You can influence that, I think, by demonstrating the link between what you do and the value that they get. Because if they see a commercial value, then they're more likely to be flexible in terms of how much money they will spend. Nonetheless, customers do have financial constraints, and of course that might be affected, for example, by when in their financial year you're having this discussion. If you're doing a promotion in the fourth quarter and they've exhausted their PR and advertising budget, what do you do? Well, I've been in situations certainly where clients have said to me, Simon, we need this work. In reality, we've got nothing in our budget until next year. You'll have to do the work in November and December and bill me in January and February.
Risky.
Well, it is risky, except that, if they're doing it in good faith and if it's clearly written and if you have clear dates and deliverables, then you might be prepared to let that go. And indeed, you might say, well, that's difficult. I'm going to have to increase my margin slightly in order to accommodate that, because my fellow directors, remember them? It was always my fellow directors are real martinets when it comes to this kind of thing. They hate it when I do this kind of stuff.
Mm. So you can use such a time push out by the client to your advantage.
Well, the moral, the moral high ground is yours, really, because they need it, and they know that they're asking you to behave in a way that's exceptional. And by the way, there are fiduciary issues with this, because if you take revenue in the wrong year, you need to be very careful. So you'd have to work this with your accounting team, yeah?
Yes, yes. Not so easy.
Flexibility is good, provided you serve it up in the right way. And you ensure that in response you get a quid pro quo, which is you get a disciplined approach to valuing what you do and to paying you on time.
Yes. Well, finally then, the irony, of course, in all of this is in order to get paid on time is a communications issue, first and foremost. Agreed? Therefore, a PR firm, which by definition is in the business of communications, ought to have a really easy time communicating.
Well, except that they don't, nobody wants to communicate boring things about invoicing and getting paid. But you're right. In the first instance, whether or not the customer takes seriously your desire to be paid on time is absolutely down to communication at a senior and a commercial level with the customer. You have to do other things. You have to make sure the transaction is clean. If you send them an invoice that's wrong with wrong numbers in it and so on and so forth, they'll be quite happy not to pay you.
Mm.
if you're able to tick all the boxes and have an appropriate and strong process in place, then what you require is a strong process of communication that begins early on in the relationship and continues throughout the relationship. So the customer is made absolutely aware that this is a very important part of your relationship.
Yes. And at this point in our podcast, it's my duty to make you absolutely aware that we are looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday, the 13th of August, for the PRCA event. Talk to Tara Muniz about signing up for a conversation around how to make sure that you, as a PR firm in Singapore, have your invoices paid on time.